Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, July 29th. A Quincy man has been charged on allegations that he fired his gun at another car in a fit of road rage on the expressway in Quincy earlier this month. 33-year-old Michael Bragel is now facing multiple firearms and assault charges. Those charges are tied to an incident on July 1st. Officials say they responded about 5:20 p.m. on a report of a road rage incident. Around the same time, a woman and her boyfriend showed up at the South Boston State Police barracks and reported that while driving on the expressway northbound, they were almost hit by a pickup truck that was cutting through traffic and driving aggressively. The woman who was driving honked her horn when the pickup nearly collided with their car. At that point, according to the couple, the truck driver stopped, got out of his pickup, and pulled a gun and fired at them, then got back into the truck and drove off. Troopers noted that their vehicle did have damage below the front passenger door window. Prosecutors said the woman was 5 months pregnant at the time. The male passenger took cell phone video of the suspect vehicle, which showed a license plate and a decal that read All Town Construction. Investigators matched the plate to a red Ford F-350 registered to the construction company and found that Bragel was a resident of that registered business address. Both victims identified Bragel from a photo array as the suspect who fired at them. Investigators obtained a criminal warrant on July 14th. Bragel's bail was set at $3,000 with a condition of GPS monitoring if he's released. He was also ordered to stay away and not contact the victims and to not possess any firearms or other dangerous weapons. In new documents filed in Norfolk Superior Court yesterday, Karen Reed is asking for her personal belongings back. Reed is requesting that a judge order the state police to return her 2021 Lexus SUV and personal cell phone to her. The filing states that her legal team had attempted to negotiate the return of the two items in late June with Norfolk County Assistant DA Adam Lally, but has not yet heard back. Prosecutors alleged that Reed hit her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe, with the SUV, leaving him to die in a blizzard on the front lawn of fellow officer Brian Albert's home on Fairview Road in Canton following a night of drinking. Her lawyers painted a picture of police misconduct and theorized that O'Keefe was killed by colleagues, followed by a vast cover-up. Reed was acquitted of second-degree murder and manslaughter in the death of O'Keefe on June 18th. A fire at a home in Whitman started in a pet snake enclosure. Happened about 10:45 Sunday night at a two-story house on Morgan Road. Everybody in the home was able to escape without injury. The residents told firefighters the flame started in a second-floor bedroom. Whitman firefighters brought a hose right through the front door and up the stairs, where they found a small fire in a pet snake's enclosure. Whitman Fire Chief Timothy Clancy says the fire was extinguished swiftly and did not spread to any other rooms. Once the fire was out, a python was found alive in the room. Firefighters removed it from the house and returned the snake to its owners. The Whitman Board of Health, the electrical inspector, and state police all responded to investigate the fire. Inspectors found the home did have working smoke detectors. Once the residents smelled smoke, they found the fire upstairs. When they were unable to put it out themselves, they closed the bedroom door and went outside. Well, the Little League World Series is within reach for an undefeated Braintree team. The Braintree American 12A team has advanced to the New England Regionals in Bristol, Connecticut. After a shutout win Sunday against Walpole, the boys from Braintree are already back in the batting cage, prepping for their next stop. They'll leave it all out on the field in Bristol, fighting for a spot in Williamsport and a chance to play in front of a national audience. The New England Regional Tournament starts this Saturday, and the community is ready to rally behind the team. Massachusetts defense lawyer shortage has already resulted in the dismissal of hundreds of cases and could soon include juvenile cases. Lawmakers are urging bar advocates to get back to work. In Cambridge District Court yesterday, more defendants were unable to receive court-appointed lawyers, leading to the dismissal of some cases. In Suffolk County, over 100 cases were dismissed because defendants were not provided lawyers within 45 days. Some defendants were released from jail. Bar advocates are demanding a pay raise and have refused to take new cases until their demands are met. Lawmakers are still working to resolve the issue. The state Supreme Court held a hearing to decide whether to include juvenile cases among those being dismissed, but that hearing has been continued to a date next month. State lawmakers have indicated that the bar advocates' demands amount to $100 million, and House Speaker Ron Mariano noted that reaching a consensus among the various bar advocates has been challenging. Governor Healey joining eight of her gubernatorial colleagues on the executive committee of the National Governors Association. The position focuses on creating consensus and targeting specific goals intended to benefit member states from both sides of the political spectrum. There is frustration within the group, though. The Atlantic first reported that Governor Tim Walz from Minnesota and Governor Laura Kelly from Kansas have declined to renew their National Governors Association dues. A source says that move is tied to frustration over how the group has approached the Trump administration. The association's also pushing back on those reports, pointing to its recent weekend summit in Colorado. Healey is looking to focus on the issues as she takes on the new responsibilities, including housing, education, and public safety. Now, two musical greats are coming to Quincy to celebrate the city's 400th anniversary this weekend. Darius Rucker of Hootie and the Blowfish fame and John Fogerty, a member of Creedence Clearwater Revival, will headline two shows at Veterans Memorial Stadium on Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, Rucker, who was inducted as a Grand Ole Opry member in 2012, will perform to a sold-out crowd. And on Sunday, Fogerty, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993, will perform along with special guest Hardy Har. Tickets are still available for the Fogerty show. Parking is extremely limited. Attendees are encouraged to use the MBTA rideshare or one of the parking areas and garages a short walk away from the stadium. Concerts are among a series of special events throughout the year celebrating 400 years of Quincy's history. Celebrations also include large-scale family events, historic programming, and a lecture series featuring best-selling authors, among other activities. A full list of programs is available at quincy400.com. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 64. The NASDAQ rose 70. And the S&P is up 1. Asian stocks are mixed ahead of a second day of trade talks between Chinese and U.S. officials. The dollar fell. The euro is down. Oil at $66 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lose in Minnesota last night 5-4. They're back at it tonight at 7:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service. A heat advisory is in effect with hot, humid conditions today and a high 98 degrees. For tonight's, muggy and a low in the low 70s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 94. Thursday, some showers in the afternoon, a high 78. Scattered showers Friday, high 73. The boater waves 1 to 2 feet, west winds at 5 to 10 knots, high tide 3:35 p.m. Sunrise 5:34, sets at 8:06. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, July 29th.